What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Big O and Jester are in the house. And today we've got something that's something that's somewhat of my forte.
Tech news.
Yes, indeed. This is one of the ways I pay the bills, and happen to be working in the tech industry. So when the idea for this one came up, I was like, hell yeah, I'm on board with that. There's plenty of shit out there at work that pisses me off that fucking people consider technology. Fucking Bill Gates, fucker.
Yeah, from robotics, animatronics, to applications, to phones, you name it, we'll talk not about it. We'll talk whatever we want. Fuck you.
Yeah, man. And, as you can see, we've picked all the most useful apps that we could find and put them up on our wall back here. This new studio is working out great.
Let's try this one right here. It's not working. What the fuck?
That's what they usually do.
Oh, okay.
You know, you fucking, oh, yeah, I got an app for that. You got an app for that. Too bad the fucking thing never works half the fucking time.
Yeah, not only that, but then it's like a needy woman that constantly asks for your affirmation. Ooh, like me. I loaded you. I like you. Ooh, rate me. What do I rate you? Just give me a high rating because, ooh, I'm asking for it. And just will not let you go. Just constantly asking.
And the most annoying thing is that it happens. Like, it interrupts the flow of whatever the app is you're using. Or it's a game, right? Like, it interrupts the flow of the game. Like, no, that makes me hate your fucking app. Like, not want to fucking use it. Like, if you show me an advertisement when I'm in the middle of doing something, like, I'm absolutely not going to fucking look at your product.
It's not going to mean that we're not going to stop playing. We're going to keep on playing that game, but F you.
Yeah, that's something that product is going on the do not buy list.
Yeah.
Real fast.
And it's real shitter when you're on X Hamster trying to look for new hamsters for that hamster wheel that you got. And you get that pop-up app that prevents you from looking for that cute little hamster that you need. And you're trying to take care of business. Screw that.
And I get they want to see how useful the app is and how many people are using it so they can brag and everything. It's like, if people are paying for your app, like, you know goddamn well how many people are using it. And, you know, like, why interrupt me? Like, why do I have to be part of your fucking marketing bullshit? Like, why can't you just check the time, like, how much time I spend using the app based on your own fucking reports that you can run from data that sits on your fucking servers that you have access to all the time. But no, you have to inconvenience me right in the middle of my fucking game. I don't know.
So, you're absolutely right, you know, and it's just not something that's new, you know. It doesn't bring me in. It doesn't do anything for me. I mean, it's unimaginative. That's the word I was looking for. You know, I was thinking about making an app with you, and instead of saying, you know, text lines, will you like my app? Will you rate me? I think we're going to have Gilbert Godfrey come in. What are you doing? Don't you like the app? Hit the stars, like it, like the app, and it won't stop until you like us. What do you think?
It sounds like some of those games that, like, I play, or some of the free apps that I try to use, and, like, it won't let you, because it's free, it won't let you continue to use the thing until you fucking do the stupid rating.
Yeah, like, except with Gilbert Godfrey.
Yeah, that would be, like, yeah.
It'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
It'd be amazing at getting people to fucking not use that app ever again.
Once again, I come up with a wonderful idea and you shoot it down.
That would be fucking a great way to fucking, like, get people not to use it. You just hack apps and fucking insert that into them, the ones you don't like. You're like, bam, there we go. Here's a little line of code for you, and fucking enjoy
your post. Hello, my name's Gilbert Gottfried. I used to be the voice of the duck in Aflac. I offended people and now I'm offending you.
But yeah, I mean, it's just like, it's like, kudos to you for making an app that in some way, shape, or form may have or may not have made my life any easier. But, like, fucking do your own data mining. Like, why do you gotta involve me in your bullshit? That's, like, my biggest, like, fucking pet peeve of the whole, like, rating system for the apps is, like, This is not why I fucking use the app. Like, if I
wanted to answer, how else is China gonna make extra money? They buy that stuff.
It's like, if I want to answer annoying fucking questions or comments, I'd fucking answer those people that say fucking we've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty
for the 50 millionth time, you know. And you got the house appliance thing, and oh yeah, don't forget your Social Security has been hacked.
Yes.
And they're calling you because you're going to be arrested immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So you better tell them everything you need to know, including your Social Security ID number, as well as any bank accounts that you might be connected to you.
It's fun to fuck with those people. You just give them a bunch of fucking fake random numbers. And
I was like,
yeah, sure, here.
Yeah, you know, I had one that was talking to me, and it just sounded like in the 7-Eleven, no offense. But next thing I know, I'm talking to him, you son of a bitch, you need to come down here, and you need to arrest me right now, because I am fornicating with goats.
Yeah, man, it's like fucking, you just got to make them feel uncomfortable, and then they'll go away. Like,
yeah.
There's, you know the way that like Alexa and Siri and like basically everything else that fucking we carry around with us listens to us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, I think you could use that as like a fucking self-defense mechanism. You just like start talking about like the most fucking weird, like uncomfortable, like fucking products that you could fucking think of. And then that way, like, as you're around people you don't want to talk to, you just start scrolling through your social media feed. And because you've been talking all that crazy shit, like all these fucking weird ads just start popping up, and you're just like freely showing your fucking phone off, warding off the weirdos.
Wait a minute, you're on Tinder for tapeworms? You're swiping right on this tapeworm, but left on this one. What the hell are you doing? What are you doing looking at my phone for? Don't judge me.
But no, I think if the technology's there, like, why the fuck not use it to fuck with people? You know what I mean?
Of course.
Like, I had a couple of instances where I think because we were, like, talking about, oh, this is when we were doing the comedian season.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about Bob Saget, and we were talking about a lot of the jokes, and even we did like the Aristocrats jokes too. Yeah. We were constantly talking around it. Like I was my phone was always around when we were talking about that stuff, so it was like constant. Like, you know how much like time we spent like talking about it and getting those shows ready, and so that phone was picking up all kinds of fucking, especially the Aristocrats thing. Mm-hmm. Like, that was picking up all kinds of weird shit. I was, like, fucking going through, like, I think it was Facebook. And then, like, you know how they show the Wish ads or they used to? Oh, man, some fucking wild shit was coming up on there. I was like, they sell this on Wish? What the fuck?
What were we talking about not too long ago? Kim Petras?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to save that one for later.
We're gonna get ads for coconuts
and goats and throats. Not necessarily in that order.
Coconuts and goats.
Yeah, but it's notorious, man. Siri's listening to you all the time, updating your news feeds, your Facebook feeds, and everything to try to get you what you need right now. So you better be careful what you say around, you know, xhamster.com. They don't actually serve hamsters. I was kidding earlier.
Man, that fucking, yeah, that algorithm is fucking everything.
Oh, like, yeah. You know?
And I hear, it's what's funny is that I hear people that don't know shit about computers mm-hmm. going on about this fucking algorithm because they're so, like, fucking special on social media that they, from the 15 minutes of tutorial that they thumb through on YouTube,
dude,
now understand fucking data science.
Do you know the shit that I've gotten on my phone since we started? Island boys! South Florida, Key West, shit on a plate, nasty nappy hair, Puerto Rican kids trying to act black and reggae. That's all been on my phone, man. How do I stop this?
I don't know. That's... Just wipe the phone.
I think I should throw it down the toilet. Just
fucking factory reset that fucker. It's over.
I guess it's my fault because I can't stop singing that stupid fucking song. You ever seen a weird fat Mexican walking down the street going, Island boy, walking the street, girls looking at me at my fat ass feet. Fudge.
Already better than they fucking did at that one show today.
I know, at least I won't get booed. Yeah, these phones and these algorithms and these applications, man, people think they know what's going on, but they really don't know what's going on. When the EULA agreements, I mean, just look at South Park. They explained it very well. When you accept those EULA agreements, you can be accepting any term and agreement, and you would never know if you haven't read it. And if you spend 30 minutes reading it, you might not have brains either because it'll all turn to mush.
Yeah, I mean, those things are phrased in such ways that, like, most normal people, like, aren't either will still get confused, and then, like, these fucking dumbass kids that are trying to read are totally not going to understand any of it.
Yeah, next thing you know, you're in a human centipad.
Kyle, should I have the cuttlefish fish or should I have the pudding?
So, yeah, man, and so it makes me, like, fucking crack up because you hear these fuckers talking and it's just like, really?
Oh, you dude. Know, Buffy, I heard recently from the app that I have on my phone that you can get AIDS.
I don't know. I guess it's kind of like you're listening to anybody else talk about some shit that you know they don't know fucking dick about, and they're going on. They're like, they invented the motherfucker.
Well, you know, back in the day when Tesla first made the Tesla coil, which, you know, personally, I didn't know it was a Tesla coil until Tesla made the coil. He made electricity fly through the air and thus created the first app.
Exactly. Yeah,
shut up, Richard.
Lots of people go to college for 8 years.
My friends, they don't call me Francis. Calm down, Francis.
So, I don't know, man. What about you? Like, fucking, what about fucking tech is, like, just fucking irritates you, or like fucking, I guess, people's uses of it or misuses of it?
Well, so I mean, I use Siri a lot, and when I say you use Siri a lot, I tell Siri to call a phone number and I tell Siri to look up something, and that's a lot for me. I guess I'm an old man, you know. Young kids will ask Siri to do all sorts of things, like, you know, search up hamsters online, find out where the nearest burger is, you know, Grubhub, all that bullshit. But personally, I like driving down the street and buying my burger and driving back home. So, I mean, there's really not too much that really annoys me because I don't use too much to annoy me. So I keep it clean.
My kid does that shit with fucking, he does that Siri as a Android. So it's Google, right? So he's right. Like, hey, Google, like, for everything. And I'm like, you know, your phone has a touchscreen, right? Like, literally built for your fucking, the convenience of using just a thumb.
I can't touch it.
I'm like, the fucker's not going to break. I get you don't wash your hands all the time, but like,
rolling around on the floor like a slug, it won't work.
Yeah, man, like, I get using some of these things for convenience, but when people fucking, like, overdo it, it's like, really, you couldn't have fucking just...
So, on that note, I mean, the norm would be a person that would, you know, such as me, be on a phone and try to use the phone features and everything, get frustrated to a point, and then use my finger, you know, to touch screen and then go through and scroll through where I need to. That's an average normal person. Your average normal person nowadays, the one who gets the participation trophies, will use their voice for everything, including writing text, sending via text with a voice recording, which makes no fucking sense.
Just call me at that point, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, remember back in the day when dick pics were actually pics and not a cucumber, or not cucumber, but eggplant, right? Or peach. Right? It, you know, it took some value to it. You had to get down there. You had to shave. You had to have a clean trim at least, you know, maybe a landing strip or smooth as a baby's bottom and get a proper dimension. Make sure you were chubbed up or cleaned up or tucked up with the roast beef, you know, and then take a clean snapshot, you know, and then we'll talk about Snapchat here in a little bit, and then send it to someone that you don't love or don't know, and then everybody laughs and has a good time. But now it's a eggplant, it's a peach, it's colon commas and to make it look like a dick, and then just a little squirt at the end of the, you know, eggplant. I think that's how that works. Am I right? I mean, yeah, you're 10 years younger than me.
That sounds about right. I mean, basically what they did was they took the ritual out of it.
Yeah. They took the fun out of it, let's say. Yeah, it made it like, stupid.
Yeah, it's like it got to the fucking point where it's like, oh no, it just needs to be fucking fast and convenient. And then like, yeah, it just completely took the ritual out of sending a dick pic.
Yeah, you know, it's like they're not taking a chance anymore. You know, hey, they're going to laugh at my dick. At least they better see my dick. Now they're laughing at emojis that don't have no personal imitation of how the size of my cock, what it looks like. If it's a PC, as a matter of fact, you know, pretty cock. And if it's cleaned up and, you know, presentable. Now they're just looking at an image, like an anime image, and going, oh, I die.
Yeah, it's like fucking a fucking eggplant emoji is not going to capture, like, fucking how debonair my dick looks on film. Like,
and it's, you know what, not... damn it? Your dick is very debonair.
Right? It's got a fucking top hat and bow tie and everything.
He calls it Mr. Winkles.
He only winks with one eye, but it's okay.
Arr, matey. Pinky up. And that's the left nut. Yeah, you know, people have gotten lazy with these apps and gotten lazy with their phones. And, you know, they just haven't put the heart in it. I mean, let's go back to when I was a kid. And, you know, you got some of this too, you know, being the age that you are. Mm-hmm. When you had to, you know, you couldn't take photo images of stuff with phones. You had to get the Polaroid. You have to hit the 35 millimeter. You had to have the snuff film 8 millimeter, right? Mm-hmm. And that's how you get your dick pic out, you know, and, you know, a little choking every now and then. But hey, you know, you have a safe word, hopefully. And then, you know, you share it with the world and make money.
And for those people that were artistic, they could fucking just fucking sketch that shit out and send it. Snail mail.
Oh, artistic. I thought you said autistic. My fault.
No, the artists in the house, the fucking that drew their dick pics, and those are the real soldiers.
Yeah.
Could you imagine fucking being around before cameras, but you still want to send a dick pic? Well, fuck, I'm really good at drawing.
Well, I watched the Corsican brothers, Cheech and Chong. I saw those pics.
Or the painters. Stop moving.
What are you painting? No, in the bush. In the bush. Yeah, I mean, you know, you look back in the day when, you know, caveman drew on the caves, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and he's like, okay, it looks like a leg. It looks like a big rock in the middle. That's as much as I can make out of that. And I'm going to sit in the corner and go, ooh, ugh.
The fucking prehistoric spank bank.
Yeah, that's right. Got a deerskin leather over your lap so mom doesn't walk in on you while you're trying to beat off on what's on the TV screen on the wall.
I don't know why, but that reminded me of fucking that scene in Ace Ventura 2 where he's fucking beaten off in the hut, and then come in, he throws the fucking grass skirt over him.
That's about right. That makes sense.
And what I think is funny too is that like they make apps that are like for the purpose of convenience, and right, people still find a way to fucking misuse stuff that's like clearly for something else. You know, like it's not like the ruler app, like fucking using the ruler app to like fucking measure your junk or fucking. Like, this is a fucking plethora of fucking apps that are out there that.
Yeah, you know, I was on my phone and I found this cool feature that I wanted to use. It didn't work. I don't know why. It said Stud Finder. I knew where it was. It just couldn't find it. Every time I put it on my chest, it didn't beep. I don't know.
I thought you were going to say Tinder opened a new sub app or something.
No, that's a Subway app. Got a foot long out of that bitch. Guess where I put the onion rings?
For the low, low price of $5.
$5 foot long. Yeah, you know, misusing apps all the time, and you know, it's the weirdest thing, man. This largest clit I ever measured.
That's kind of freaky when it's like the size of their big toe.
I don't know. You got to keep flicking the bean until you get her off, you know. Otherwise, she's going to punch you in the head, because if she got a clit that big, you're going to be punched in the head. Just saying. You know, and you look online and you see some of these apps like, you know, the anatomy of a body, and you're just looking at that thing going, well, I can't get free porn today, but I can get the complete anatomy of a body and get where I need to go with that.
Fapzilla?
You know, I like the capillary look. I'm just saying.
Tits on demand?
Yeah. You get to see a good set of coconuts deep in view.
That's the fucking, that's the modern day equivalent of the fucking JCPenney catalog in the fucking underwear section.
No, I was thinking more National Geographic in South Africa.
Yeah, yeah, those fucking huge earlobes and the fucking the low-hanging titties.
Yep, where the cats are playing with them.
I heard of knuckle draggers with nipple draggers.
Yeah, man, and what's the first thing you think of when you see this image? Oculus.
Fucking VR porn.
It's not made for that, but you're right.
It's not?
That's what I was told.
What's the fucking point, then?
Well, I guess to play games.
Oh. I mean...
No?
Seems a little pointless. I have an Xbox.
That's so true. But you know what? When you use the Oculus for VR porn, your dick looks 10 times larger. Hmm. It adds 150 pounds, too.
That, the Xbox, that's another thing that had me fucking raging when it first came out.
Yeah. Remember
when they first put out the fucking, the Kinect, and you're supposed to be able to fucking do all that fucking Iron Man bullshit where he's like fucking like doing everything in the air? Uh-huh. Yeah, no, fuck no, that thing never fucking worked.
Please, man. PlayStation 2, when they had that freaking, that camera thing.
Oh, those wand shits?
Yeah. So my wife's laughing at my ass when I got that because it had the slope, skiing slope.
Oh, nice.
So I'm doing the slope thing, doing this, and she's laughing at me because it looks like I'm doing some weird 70s hip-hop fucking shuffle. Shut up. I'm working out. Get out of here. Look like a total retard.
And, like, the voice thing on that thing was supposed to, like, you know, hey, Xbox, and, like, it wouldn't fucking do anything. Hey, asshole, and then fucking would turn on, the little fucking thing would come on. I'm listening. I wonder if fucking one of the kids just fucking reset the wake-up word to hey, asshole, instead of hey, Xbox.
And then next thing you know, the parrot in your room's going, hey, asshole, hey, asshole, and the Xbox turns on all the time.
And then it got to the point where I'm like, hey, asshole. One of the kids is like, what?
No, you're Jesus Christ. The great Bill Cosby.
It's a really Oculus, huh, for stuff other than porn.
Who you know, you look at something like this, an image with a card with a cape called Flash Card. Flash Card Hero.
I think it's a site where other flashers can like link up and like plan their route strategically.
I was thinking dick pic, but I like yours better. Yeah, you know, if you meet up with all those flashers, man, you know who you'd be with.
Hear about that flasher that said he was going to retire and then decided to stick it out for another year?
But you know what kind of group you'd be with, right, if you were with a group of flashers? You'd be a bunch of island boys flashing your jaws. horrible. I need to stop doing that. My apologies to everyone. I'm probably gonna do another 15 million times tonight, so I'm very, very sorry. Moving on to the next one we're looking at that I'm popping up for you. What does this driver app look like to you? Real tech.
it like you Looks like it's supposed to get rid of like crabs or STDs of some kind.
Genital warts and itches. Now, we're not going to show you these apps because, you know, we're not knocking them. They're pretty good apps. So go look for yourself and you look at the images and make your own, you know, idea of what you're seeing there. But yeah, it looks like little crabs with big muscular arms. So it's latching onto something.
Crabs be gone.
What about this next one here? He's cute, isn't he?
The beaver.
Gee, Wally. Gee, Ward, you know you were a little hard on the beaver last night. Oh, man. So what do you think that looks like? Of course, a beaver, but...
a dating app for people in search of vagina.
Yes. I was thinking more along the lines of seeing the hot spots, the new beaver dams that are going up on a daily basis. You get to see a bunch of wood being laid out.
Is that pine? Oh, yeah.
It's musky. It must be. Look how he gnawed the shit out of that piece of wood. All right. He's got a good post going there. Oh, he's got a little bit of a trickle going on. Oh, he just locked it up, baby. It's moist, not wet. Yeah, I'm looking at this next one right here, and I see an arrow pointing for play, you know, and all it reminds me of is growing up and watching Saturday morning cartoons when little Billy's trying to stay away from that weird guy in the van that says free candy. And then you see the more you know. What do you think?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. I mean, that says rapist van all over to me.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but okay.
I mean, remember the story they told, the free massage, the dude that had the fucking van, and those are the colors that were on it. I'm like, just it kind of gave, like, it took me back.
Totally 80s right there, baby. Right?
Oh, yeah, dude, hardcore.
Yes, sir.
Those fucking neons that says LA Gear all over it.
Yikes, LA Gear, man. I tried to forget that shit. Man.
We all do. We were fucking rocking those in the British Knights.
Man. Go to flea markets in California back in the day when I was a kid. Instead of LA Gears, we got AL Gears.
We had, I live close enough to the downtown to the garment district, so there's all kinds of fucking knockoffs. And right. I remember getting not Adidas, but Adidas.
I could do you one better. Yeah. In central San Joaquin Valley, right, we went to a swap meet, and I wanted a brand new pair of sneakers. Well, $80 for Reeboks? Like, come on. $90 for Jordans, Air Jordans back in the day? I couldn't afford it. You know, my parents couldn't afford it. So you know what they got me? FIFA. FIFA. Now, those were premier sneakers of its time, except with an L. But no, I got them for $10, and they were FIFA instead of Fila.
And those fucking Adidas warm-ups, they only had two stripes on them. But unless you, like, looked real close, you, like, the rest of the logo looked pretty much there, except that, like, it was said Adidas, and there was only two stripes. But, like, from, like, far back, if you're not really paying attention, you just glance at it, it was fucking pretty passable.
Yeah. What did you get, retarded Adidas?
They're like, my friends are like, why are there only two stripes on fucking your Adidas shit?
And what did you say?
I'm like, they were they're their new brand. They they decided that three lines were superfluous.
Wrong. You should have said I ran so fast one of the stripes fell off. That's amazing. Going on to the next one. You got a circle going on here. What do you think?
It tells you based on your crime how big your butthole will be in jail.
That's a pretty big asshole.
That must have been a pedophile or something.
I'm looking at this thing, and because we don't use VHS anymore, mm-hmm. It's the Ring app for applications. So, I mean, you know, the VHS, if you watch it, you die within 7 days after a phone call. This is the new Ring app. So it cuts that time in half. So 3.5 days after the phone call, you die.
It's convenient. Modern convenience.
Photo editor right at your service kills you at half the time. Well, here's two of them right here. I got two apps that I put over here. What do you think? I got one that shows a couch and says plan, and then it looks like a camera off to the next of it that has B. So what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
It's an app that helps you find the first pharmacy that has in stock the most Plan B pills.
I agree. But see, you have to load both apps in order to get the best service.
It's like those flyer parties. You have to go to the one address first, and then they hand you the other flyer that's the address of the actual party, like that.
Because you can be killing some motherfuckers.
Right.
It'll save you $300,000 in the long run for the next 18 years. I'm just saying.
You know, that's such a, like, you know, take it easy, killer. That's not by definition that bad of a fucking statement. But, like, when you fucking say it outside the abortion clinic, they really fucking don't like it.
Well, you know what they also don't like is when you're training for boxing outside of the abortion clinic. You know, those gut jabs really hurt.
It's like, I could do it for half the price. Fucking bust out the coat hanger. Wait, I got an app for that. It's called a hanger.
The hanger app. Yeah. You just put the phone up in there and it pulls it out. Well, okay, so we got one last one here. It looks like a mountain, but what does it really look like to you?
The butt plug app. It helps you find distributors of fine and high quality butt plugs.
Bluetooth vibration devices and such?
Yeah, the ones that those fucking cam chicks use.
Speaking of cam chicks, it looks like nipples to me. High class nipple app.
It tells you when your date's nipples are hard if they're wearing a sweater.
Oh yeah, the turkey's done.
Exactly.
My gosh, man, the plethora of apps that we could choose from. I mean, and we chose the best ones. I mean, you know, anything we could choose. We could choose calendars. We could choose Facebook or Meta or whatever you want to say. There's all sorts of apps. You can have fun all day long.
Fucking Meta. Wow.
Wow. That came out of your mouth?
He was that was the fucking like long-winded way of saying, hold on, step back. Let me suck my own dick.
Hey, man, if you can fold yourself over, as long as you don't swallow, you're A-okay.
It was that clerics, yeah, made it. Balls resting on his balls resting on his lips.
Oh, man, good times.
So with technology, like it's spilling into every, basically every walk of life that there is. And, you know, the automobile industry is no exception. BMW came up with an idea that when we took a look at it, I thought was fucking incredible. And I'm not sure how this tech works, but it is interesting as fuck.
Yeah, let's do a little bit of a screenshot here, or a little video of what we got here. So you look at this BMW, and it, you know, looks like a cream color here. Obviously, I'm in the middle of this. We're going to hit play here and just watch the image. Oh, wow. Look at that. Change colors, everyone. Look at that. It goes gray. And we're talking the wheels themselves, the rims. We're talking out the image there. You can see how the colors change. Isn't that something?
Man, that is taking like, that's insane. Like how just fucking, you know, you can just fucking display like that. Remember that scene in fucking, was it one of the Fast and the Furious movies where they drive in and then they fucking like drive out in all these fucking cars that are the same looking but all different colors? Like it's gonna be like that.
Yeah.
Like fucking people are gonna fucking pull over and like getting chased, flip the switch and different colors, sit there. I've been here the whole time.
Yeah, it's someone's gonna find a bad use for it. They make good products but think it's gonna be good for the public, but someone's always gonna use it for a bad purpose. You know what? You're going to be cruising down the street, you know, minding your own business. You know, your colors change on your car, but you forget that you attached your phone to it. And then all of a sudden you go into VR porn and now all the images are on the outside of your car and everyone sees exactly what you're watching on your phone.
Like those trucks that go up and down Vegas on the strip with the fucking big billboards of the fucking whatever they want you to come see. Like the fuckers that hand out the cards on the street. Yeah, it's going to be like that. That fucking rotating fucking...
Didn't we know someone that did that recently? It was on the marquee of the hotel that she was going to.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Kim was up on there.
Yeah, she'll be joining us soon.
That's right. She's definitely going to be in studio. Not studio this time, but in one of the upcoming seasons, I'm sure. Yep. She'll be down in studio. But the next time we check her out, she'll be maybe. She said something about maybe from the catering truck.
Ooh,
I don't know. Food. We'll have to see if that pans out. But that would be kind of cool if I can, like, you know, watch her on the job and like all the fucking food that she prepares and like that, you know, fucking doing her. I think doing a ride along in the fucking catering truck would be fucking fun as shit.
That would be. Yeah, we had a good time with her. You had a short time with her. You know, and I did the interview for the most part, which was really fun. And she talked about her cooking and talked about her products and everything that she did. And it was just a wonderful chat. You've known her for a while. Mm-hmm. I met her through the, you know, Facebook apps and whatnot and doing the Zoom interview. And she's a lovely person. So, yeah, it'll be great to have her back here.
Yeah, definitely. And then she'll be in soon. And we also have... we linked up with the guys from Smoky Smoke Shop.
Yes.
And we have they're celebrating 10 years of, you know, being in business and, mm-hmm. you know, serving the stoner community.
Yes.
And so we did a killer show with them, and it is going to be, you know, up on the YouTube channel for you guys to watch.
Please watch it. Please. No, you're not saying that. You are going to love it. There's going to be four surprises in there, four surprises that you could be a part of. So definitely watch it and get on top of this.
Right. And even if, you know, you're viewing this after, you know, much after everything's been said and done, still go down there and check it out. Because, still watch the video and you can see the caliber of stuff that they have there and why, like, we keep going there for, all of our stuff. So
the caliber of people as well. They're just great people.
Oh, absolutely. Like, the top-notch customer service is every time, like, you go there. And, they have, like, I don't know if they still have them up, but for a while they had, like, you know, those plaques that you get for like when people like rate like how good your customer service is, mm-hmm. for your business. Like, they had those for like a bunch of years in a row because they were just fucking killing it.
As soon as you walk in, they smile, ask you how you're doing. They ask you how they can help you. They direct you where you need to go. If you know what you're doing and you don't want to be bothered, they leave you alone, and they're very polite about it. So yeah, spend your time down there, spend your money, because they got the best prices in town, I'll tell you that.
Hell yeah, man. They keep us stocked up. And it's good because with the amount of fucking reviews that we do and the amount of the cannabis that goes missing here, it's good to have the tools for the job. So, all right, guys. Well, we are coming up on our time for this episode, but we hope you enjoyed your tech news from Rice and Beans. And don't worry if we missed any apps that were some of your favorites. Go ahead and send them in. We'll go ahead and give those our review and maybe get a little fucking tech added into the stuff that we. Normally entertain you with.
Yeah. Drop us a line. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know where we should go. We got our season 6 all mapped out, but season 7's around the corner.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, kids, until next week.
If a cunt smoked your last blunt, if work makes you feel like a jerk, if you need more humor in your life, just look to Rice and Beans for some afternoon delight.